he's making some major changes, not the least of which because certain things have to change because Batgirl is not happening. Welcome once again, nerds, to the news. In today's episode, we will be talking a lot about the impending Discovery Warner Brothers merger, as it has its tentacles all throughout pop culture entertainment media right now. Ripples of this are being felt all over the place, save for music and gaming, but even there's some interesting stuff going on. So if you're listening to or watching a syndicated outlet, go find the main channel for that. If you are on the main channel, thank you very much. But before we get into the news proper, we do have a little bit of housekeeping to get to. We are very, very close on our very first milestone on the main YouTube channel. So thank you very much, nerds, for that. We're the first milestone being 500 subscribers. Once we get 500, then we have a community tab. We have a bunch of other things that we unlock, if you will. So that's looming very close at this point. Probably at this rate, it'll probably take another month to 2 months, I would say. And we will be right where we want to be. Beyond that, we have there's not going to be a viewer mail section again. I'm not going to do the extra viewer mail episode because all of the interactions have been on the two videos, which we are no longer making mail episodes about. So, because you know vacations have been happening and I haven't been in the regular swing of things, it is what it is. All of that being said, there will be a fair amount of short content, so please do check out the other platforms for the shorts. There is the Nerd News Clips channel. You can follow the Instagram. The shorts go up there mostly. Twitter, the shorts go up there. Not so much active on the TikTok anymore, just for many plethora of reasons. All of that, let's get into the news finally. TV streaming. We have some stuff to talk about. We're going to start really feeling this Warner Brothers Discovery merger in this section. All right, so our first piece, our very first piece for this section is a follow-up on the Batman Caped Crusader animated series. If you remember, Bruce Timm, Matt Reeves, and J.J. Abrams were all set to produce, with Reeves and Timm, I believe, also doing some sort of direction and or show running, but don't quote me on that part. Either way, doesn't matter because it's not happening anymore. With the merger impending between Warner Brothers and Discovery, a lot of things are kind of getting cut and tossed to the wayside. And it seems that the bigger gambles, the things that they were kind of going to be testing the water to some degree, many of those things are getting cut. Not all of them, because Penguin is still going to be happening. We still have a couple of other DC Comics-related things that are going to be happening, not the least of which being, you know, Harley Quinn, but that's going strong, so I don't see why they would cancel it. But this Batman Caped Crusader, being as there's nothing actually made for it yet, kind of made sense that they were going to cut it, considering they're cutting a lot of stuff going on right now. The Sesame Street being part of that, yeah, just a bunch of craziness. But there is kind of light at the end of the tunnel if you were hoping to see this Batman Caped Crusader animated series, and that is that they have announced that they're going to be shopping it around to other distributors. This is the weird part of this piece, is that who else can distribute Batman? Like, it's either Warner Brothers or nobody, right? That's how this works. So how are you going to shop around to other distribution or other publishers or whatever when really it's a property that is owned by Warner Brothers? And as Warner Brothers says, you're not making this series, there's nothing else you can do, right? I don't know. If something else comes of that, we will definitely be talking about it, but I don't think it will, so we're just going to move on. We have one other follow-up for this section, and it has to do with Buffy the Vampire Slayer. We did talk about this, I believe, when they were announcing that it was a thing that might happen, and that was kind of the last place we touched on it. Well, now it seems that Fox has officially indefinitely shelved the project of this new Buffy live-action series. for it, what seems like the potential that it was too woke. Honestly, like, that is the, all indicators point to maybe they were trying to do something that wasn't going to draw an audience, but was going to tell people exactly how virtuous they are. So, yeah, that sounds like a good business decision if that was your whole purpose of making this series, is to be like, hey, we have virtue too, but we have no quality entertainment. So, yeah, quality entertainment, it looks to be on the rise, let's say. That is what we have on that one. Let's actually move into trailers next. We have Midnight Club, the next Mike Flanagan series, coming very soon. Go check out the new trailer for that. This one is, again, based on the Christopher Pike book of the same name from 1994. Looks like Flanagan. Honestly, it looks like it's going to be 100% worth a watch, so go check out that trailer. Link in the description. Next, we have Wednesday, the new Netflix Wednesday Addams series, has a proper trailer that almost pulls it off. There are a couple of issues with this trailer, not gonna lie. Not the least of which being, what kind of weird-ass face is Luis Guzman making in that very, like, sudden cut to him and Morticia? And then cut away, Catherine Zeta-Jones as Morticia looks fantastic, honestly. And the girl that they have playing Wednesday looks the part pretty well. There are a couple of shots in here where I think the makeup might have been a little too much. Until you get to the end of the trailer, at which point you see Wednesday smile, and then I lose a bit more hope for this trailer. Because Wednesday Addams does not smile. That is kind of the ongoing thing with Wednesday. That's why it was kind of a big deal in the Addams Family Values movie when she smiles at the play, because it frightens people, right? Because nobody's ever seen it before. So that kind of has me a little disheartened, but still holding a small modicum of hope that this will be a watchable series and Netflix can kind of get back to their redemption arc. That is what we have for trailers, though, this week. So let's talk now about regular-ass news. And first up on the docket, Superman and Lois is losing their young John Kent. Jonathan Kent actor... Sorry, my eyes are not adjusting. Jonathan Kent actor Jordan Elsass, I think that's how that's pronounced, is leaving for creative reasons. He wants to go do something else. He's done, what is it, 3 seasons now of Superman and Lois, and he's like 20-something, and now he's got whatever. Either way, the Warner Brothers has already announced that they're going to be recasting the role of Jonathan Kent, so maybe we won't notice. Maybe it'll be like Roseanne back in the day when they had to recast Darlene. Who knows? But that is what we've got for our first piece. Next, we're talking about the CW. So staying on that channel, because that's where Superman and Lois airs, the CW was kind of just sold. Not entirely. The controlling companies of the CW were Warner Brothers and Paramount, so they jointly had control of that channel. Warner Brothers Discovery thing going on like it is right now, it kind of made sense that they, again, started scaling things back. So they and Paramount agreed to share their majority shares, or to sell, rather, their majority shares to another company, Next Media Group. Next Media is saying now that they're going to trim the fat from the CW. Warner Brothers and Paramount do each still own 12.5% of the company. So that is going to be how they continue these shows that have these Warner Brothers created icons and things in there, like Superman and Lois. So this is going to continue, but the new CEO that is in charge of things over at Next Media, as far as this goes, is saying that they are going to target the actual audience and not the hopeful audience. So the people who actually watch the CW are people who were in their late 40s and their 50s and not teenagers who they've been marketing for basically the entire time the CW has existed. So it's going to be a very interesting couple of years to see how this evolution comes about, because they want to be profitable. They said that this has been an unprofitable venture for many years. They have been operating at a loss for many years. So the entire broadcast channel is losing money every year and they're just now starting to do something, whatever. It's going to be very interesting to see what exactly they deem as money makeable, if that's a way to put that. So we will be keeping tabs on this, and you can come back here to, you know, hear more about it as things change and evolve. It's not going to be every episode. But that's what we've got on that. And then our final piece for TV streaming is a viewer slash listener request. This one, I really couldn't get a whole lot, and I do apologize. This was requested by Christopher Ortiz, regular viewer and participator with the show. He asked me to look into the new Jurassic World series. There is going to be a new Jurassic World series. It is going to Netflix. It is not the kid-oriented, from what I can tell. It is not directly related to the kid-oriented Camp Cretaceous. That has already run for a number of seasons on Netflix. This is going to be a new series, presumably geared more towards young adults, perhaps, that is also going to be animated, and that is all I was able to find. It is going to be an animated series on Netflix that is not geared towards young children. So as more comes out about this, we'll be keeping tabs on it as well. That is the end of the regular ass news for TV streaming. So TV streaming suggestions. Our suggestion this time is an old one, and this is one that I think needs to get a little bit more attention these days because it kind of set up the first two seasons of it, at least, set up a bar of quality that we've been trying to maintain ever since. Specifically, what I am referring to is Heroes, season 1 and 2, very specifically, because after season 2, it kind of went a little crazy and then it got canceled. So, Heroes, season 1 and 2 from a few years ago, this is what kind of got this entertainment ball rolling. The reason season 2 was cut rather short because of the writer's strike back in like 2000, what was it, 4 or whatever, 2003. And then the rest of the series suffered. But those first two seasons were so good. And now that kind of paved the way for this quality television era that we live in now, that I think it deserves some respect. So go check out Heroes season 1 and 2 for this week's TV streaming suggestion. Movies section. We have follow-ups. We have trailers. We have a little bit of everything, so let's do it. Follow-up for this episode in movies has to do with Enola Holmes 2. We know what's happening. We now know when it's going to be released, November 4th of this year, 2022. So we will be seeing Millie Bobby Brown do the little sister to Sherlock thing once again. Again, November 4th, 2022. Go check it out. And then we have one other follow-up, and that has to do with The Planet of the Apes. This has been one that we've been keeping minor tabs on for some time. They have recently cast Owen Teague as the lead for the new movie. And the new movie is reportedly going to be a quasi-soft reboot of the 1968 original, starring obviously Charlton Heston. This sounds very interesting. There is going to be kind of a continuation of the Andy Serkis ones where he played Caesar. It's also, I don't know, it's got a lot of weight on its shoulders. We also know that the subtitle for this one is going to be The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. It is going to be directed by Wes Ball, who's done a number of things. So I'm kind of interested to see where this one goes, but we've got headway going, so we'll be keeping tabs. That is what we have for follow-ups. We only have one trailer to speak of, the new Hunger Games movie, Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. I don't know that this does what it's supposed to for a trailer. Like, I'm not any more hyped to see this. I probably am not going to see this if you ask me right now, though. I mean, there is still some time before it launches, so maybe that will change, but not likely. I'm also not the target audience for this, so let me know if you are excited about the new Hunger Games movies, and this, if this one does well, presumably it too will spawn a series. So that is our one trailer. Let's get into the regular-ass news, and that starts with Community. There is official word that a Community movie, the conclusion to the story from the TV series, presumably, is somewhere in the very, very early stages of production. What do I mean by very, very early is that it still might not happen. Series creator Dan Harmon has said that there is a script and there is still a lot of work to be done in order to make it happen, but things exist so that it can happen. And he is being as optimistic as saying it's not a matter of if, just a matter of when. And I don't think that's exactly accurate because you can't exactly bring back the same cast. Donald Glover is a very busy man, and so is the entire rest of the Alison Brie, the rest of the cast of Community. They're all very busy people. They're all relatively successful actors, so why wouldn't they? They're not waiting around to make this movie, so I feel like you gotta hit while the pan's hot, or however the phrase goes. So, yeah, it exists. Will it see the light of day? There is a very slim chance at this point. Moving right along, we do have a sequel to a movie that came out a decade ago, I believe. Maybe even longer. Yeah, a little over a decade ago. R.I.P.D., the Ryan Reynolds, Jeff Bridges comic book-based movie, is getting a sequel. Yeah, no, you heard me right. They're making another R.I.P.D. movie. It's going to be live action. It's not, though, going to be bringing back Ryan Reynolds or Jeff Bridges. This is going to be called R.I.P.D. Rise of the Damned. The new cast is Richard Fleischman, Jake Coy, Carrie Noop, and Stephanie Levi John. I don't know any of those names. It's not to say I don't know their faces, though. So, interesting that 13 years later we're getting a sequel to a movie that did rather poorly. Perhaps this isn't exactly a sequel. Perhaps this is just using the same book as a point of reference and then kind of jumping off from there. So we'll only know when it launches. We're going to move on next. And continuing with this trend, we have another really old movie getting a weird sequel. So Ferris Bueller's Day Off is getting a sequel called Sam and Victor's Day Off. So who the hell are Sam and Victor and what do they have to do with Ferris? They are the valets in the Ferris Bueller's Day Off movie that also drive the Ferrari for a moment in the movie. That's what this is going to be, is that it was a little murky as to the details if it was just going to be the story of them driving the Ferrari from the first movie, because if that's the case, it's going to be a very short movie, or if it's just those two characters who originally had no names in that movie, those two characters going on a separate day off kind of adventure seems a little bit more likely. But again, the way it's being worded in the media kind of could go either way. We'll see when it happens. This one is a 19? No. This one is a continuation of a movie from 1986. So almost a 40-year-old movie. Wow. That makes me feel old. So, yeah, that's all we got for regular ass news. Let's get to the suggestions. Movie suggestions for this week is, honestly, I was kind of struggling, and then my girlfriend put on a movie, and I went, oh my God, I can't believe I haven't suggested this one yet. Airheads, Brendan Fraser, Steve Buscemi, Adam Sandler in, it's not the best movie. It's not going to change cinema for you, but it is a hell of a lot of fun and it is super goofy. And if you kind of dig the 80s hair stuff as far as music goes, then you will absolutely love this. So yeah, Airheads is our suggestion for the week. And then that rounds us out to the rumor mill. It's a short rumor mill this week, but it's all has to do, because we have this DC, because we have the Discovery Warner Brothers thing kind of looming, that's lending itself to a lot of rumors these days. So let's start with what we have and we will move right along. We have three different rumors that are based around the Aquaman 2 movie. Jason Momoa's next lead role for DC, for the DCEU, it would seem. The first of those rumors is that David Zaslav is making major changes to this movie. Instead of cutting it completely because they've already invested so much, it seems that, according to the rumor, he's making some major changes. Not the least of which because certain things have to change because Batgirl is not happening. And then we have another rumor that kind of ties into that. But so this first rumor, major reshoots being necessary because Zaslav deems it. So I'm going to give this one about a 60%. There is a fair reason to believe that that is what is happening. So next on this same, you know, series of rumors, we have Ben Affleck being in this movie. We know that Ben Affleck is in this movie, but his existence here is enough for the rumor mill to say, well, now Michael Keaton is no longer going to be a part of this movie. And again, this ties back to that first rumor in the reshoots, because Zaslav is making them reshoot all of the scenes that had Michael Keaton Batman in it with Ben Affleck Batman. Even though the two could theoretically exist simultaneously if they found a way to do the multiverse right, I don't know that they're going to. So, yeah, I don't think this one's very true, though we're giving this one a 45%. I feel like there is kind of enough to muddy this one up that we can't really tell, but I really don't think this is the direction that they're going to go, because Michael Keaton's just too much of a hit with fans. And if Zaslav is doing these things because he wants to make money, then keeping Keaton in is going to make more money than taking Keaton out, especially because his inclusion was so high profile. So that brings us to our third rumor for Aquaman 2, and that is that Zaslav is going to continue the DCEU through the Aquaman 2 movie, and in so doing, wants to bring in the Matt Reeves Batman into the DCEU.
No.
I don't think this one's accurate really at all. And honestly, it flies in the face of another rumor we're going to talk about here in a minute. So, no, there's no reason, there's very little evidence to suggest that this is the direction that Zaslav wants to go. There's very little evidence to suggest that, honestly, we're going to get more than what Matt Reeves wants to make when it comes to his Batman universe, because it's a different universe. So I 35% likelihood that this is going to be a thing, and that's honestly quite generous. Next rumor has to do, once again, with Batman. This time we're talking directly about the Matt Reeves Batman. This rumor is a little bit of a different take on it, and that is that after the planned trilogy that Matt Reeves is going to do, then his Batman, Robert Pattinson, is going to be phased out entirely. Now, this has, I feel like, a little bit more to go on, because, again, if he is leaning into Ben Affleck as Batman for his main universe, Zaslav, then there's no need for Robert Pattinson. And we're going to treat the Robert Pattinson Batman as an alternate timeline. So, yeah, 60% likely that this is going to be the case. Matt Reeves is going to do what Matt Reeves wants to do. Whether or not it's limited to a trilogy, that part I believe less, but I do think once he's done, that is going to be it for his version of the DC Cinematic Universe. So, yeah, 60% there. Our next one has to do with the Snyderverse. Again, these are all kind of intermingled. So, Snyderverse is what Zaslav, according to this rumor, wants to continue. And the rumor claims that the mere existence of Ben Affleck as Batman in Aquaman and potentially other movies right now is all of the evidence they need to make this rumor be a thing. I don't think this one's necessarily going any direction meaningful, but again, you've got enough on either side to muddy up the middle. So we're going right down the middle, 50% likely that this goes somewhere, because again, too much up in the air. Then let's talk a little gaming rumor I heard, and this one is actually honestly more speculative than rumor, because of the nature. Let's get into it. Mortal Kombat 12 is reportedly going to use a new fad when it comes to fighting games, and that new fad is auto combos. Apparently, we already know that Street Fighter 6 is going to use auto combos. They have a pretty unique way of doing it, whereas other games that use auto combos, you can basically do your character and turn on these auto combos, or use these auto combos, and just button mash and get crazy huge combos. On Street Fighter, if you turn on your auto combos, then you kind of cripple your character because you don't have the full ability to do whatever you want. So let's move that over to this rumor saying that Mortal Kombat 12 is going to utilize something similar. I think there is a little bit of reason to think that that's the way this is going to go. Mortal Kombat, while they have been the ones out in front of the trends on a lot of gameplay elements for modern fighting games, they also are not one to be left behind necessarily, and this is something that casual gamers are going to flock to. So if you're a casual fighting gamer and you just want to mash buttons and still see your character do things, then I'm sure they're going to include some version of auto combos. Now, are they going to make it as egregious as, say, what was it, Tekken or Final Fight or anything like that? I don't think so. I think it will be something a little more akin to what Street Fighter is doing, because that's kind of been the way this has always gone, right? Mortal Kombat versus Street Fighter. Street Fighter innovates one way, Mortal Kombat innovates another way, and then they start to copy each other, and then one of them pulls ahead and the other one does the same thing, and then they start to copy each other. So that, I think, is a little more logical, and they are so competitive, they are courting esports so much, I can't imagine it is going to be something that you can't turn off in-game. Though, I am pretty certain, 70% certain to be exact, that this will find its way into the next Mortal Kombat game, and honestly, the next NetherRealm game is even more likely, so. And that, Nerdy Legion, is the end of this episode. Oh, I'm so sad I have to leave. But you can check out back episodes here on Nerdy Legion. Check out nerdylegion.com for all the other podcasts we offer on the subjects of comics and comic culture. Or you can join me on my YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy, and get the entire episode, the omitted sections, and all of the back episodes therein over there. Thank you very much, nerds. We will see you next time.